Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, folks. The 1-5 Saints head to Chicago to take on a 3-2 Chicago Bears. The Bears come off a late win against the Washington Commanders, 25-24. I got to watch that game. Incredibly physical game. They were pretty impressive to me. And joining us is Mike Haas, voice of the New Orleans Saints. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. No, yeah, they were specifically Chicago's defense against Washington. It just felt like they had 12 guys. It felt like in Jaden's face, not on third down, but from first and second. And so that defense, they pin back their ears pretty early. If you get third and long, for sure, but it feels like almost any time. And you're right. Like, to me, when I was watching, I've seen them all. So Chicago's 3-2. How did they get to be 3-2? So in week four, they're in Las Vegas. They block a last-second game-winning field goal of Vegas. So they hold on to win 25-24. Then they have a bye week. Then they play at Washington. They don't block a field goal. They kick the game-winning field goal as time expires, Jake Moody, to win 25-24. Like, 25 is not a normal number. They've won their last two games 25-24 based on a special teams play at the end. And to finish it off, the only other team that's been involved in a 25-point game this year, the Saints. Last week, they lost 25-19. So it's kind of weird. It's not a score you see much, 25. I don't care. If, as long as we're the 25, I'm fine. I can care less.
Absolutely. You know, I guess why I was surprised, because, you know, I hadn't heard a lot of positives about, you know, the Chicago team. And as I was watching, I was like, wow. I mean, these guys are, you know, and Jaden Daniels has been, you know, he got hurt. He was out for a game, I think. But he's been lighting it up. And it's like they gave him hell.
Yeah, they were, and, you know, got the lead early because of turnovers. You know, the turnovers are the great ailment to issues. The reason you haven't really heard about Chicago is they lost their first two games, were 0-2, but then they started this turnover machine in the last three games where they have 11 turnovers in the last three games. They have all been victories. This is Chicago is the 31st team stopping the run. So they don't stop the run very well. Here's the weirdest stat of them all. Red zone. We talk a lot about Saints, you know, problems in the red zone. Well, Chicago in the red zone, weeks 1 and 2, were 100%. Every time they got in the red zone, scored a touchdown. Lost both games. In their last three games, they've been 41% in the red zone. They've struggled. They've been brutal in the red zone. But when you get 11 turnovers, it cures a lot of the ailments. And so, man, and they've done it early. Kind of like the Saints that we've talked in the last few weeks about teams coming out and scoring early on the Saints on their first two possessions, last four games, so that you've been behind. In the last two games, Chicago has gotten turnovers on their opponents' first two possessions. So they start out, you get the ball, boom, turnover, get the ball, boom, turnover. And it really, it's almost the last three games. They had on the first possession in the Dallas game was a fumble recovery. They just didn't turn it over on the second possession, or it would be three straight games starting with turnovers. And so I say all that to say that's how you fall behind early, right? You can't stop an offense from scoring early, or you got a defense now that gets turnovers on your first two possessions. You're bound to be down early. And this team has been down. They've been trailed at halftime five or six games. I mean, it's not hard in this game, at least, to see what you got to do to avoid falling into Chicago's current winning streak. And that's turning the ball over. You can't get, you got to be something successful on third down. Chicago in their last three games has held their opponents to three conversions per game. Three. Dallas was 3 of 11. Vegas was 2 of 8. Washington was 3 of 8 on third down. So three conversions in the entire game, only relevant because the Saints against the Patriots were 3 of 9. So if you're 3 of anything on third down against this team, you're going to have problems, because that puts them in, you know, where they want to be, where Dennis Allen and that defense wants to be, coming hard with all their guys, sending five. You know, they're very, very good defensively at getting turnovers, and they do so because they put you in third and not manageable situations.
And it looks like the weather might be favorable for turnovers.
I think the temperature
is going to be in the 50s and light rain.
Yeah, my guess is the rain by kickoff will be out. It's a front coming through, just like, you know what we have. And so it's windy as the front pushes through. I've always felt like these fronts come earlier rather than later. And so I feel like the rain will have pushed through. The wind is kind of always a factor. It depends on, I've read some forecasts where, 7 to 15, I've read some where it's going to be 20 to 25. Now, that's a big difference. First off, it's always windy on the lake, right? It's always windy there. I don't want any rain, just because I've never been there where the field was really, you know. I just don't want any rain to be a factor. But the wind, you're right. But the thing is, it's a factor for both teams. They haven't played at home since, it's been almost a month since they have played at home. That was week 3. Dallas, and because they were on the road week 4, by week 5, and then on the road week 6. So it's not like they've been out there playing this kind of stuff either. So we'll see. And certainly Caleb Williams is not Drake May. You know, he does not have the completion percentage. He's been very judicious with the football and doesn't turn it over, and he'll run it and has 2 rushing touchdowns. But kind of like Spencer, very, you know, he only has 2 picks. But he doesn't have, like, his worst completion percentage of the year was the last game, Washington. It's like 58%. 58%, his worst of the year. They win. Well, how's that? Because turnovers. Turnovers. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, look at the Saints in week 5. Beat the Giants. 5 turnovers. And so it is the great equalizer. Now, they come in bunches. I don't think I've ever seen 11 in back-to-back-to-back games. That's pretty impressive. Some of them are turnovers caused by Chicago. I look at Washington's turnover that cost them the game. That was just a bad snap. Jaden Daniels couldn't get the handoff. Chicago didn't do anything except have a guy happen to be in the right place, right? I mean, that game is over. If that handoff is connected, game's over. Washington wins.
Yeah. But
they don't. And so that's
interesting,
you know, Chicago
too.
Has done what the Saints haven't done is make the play when you need it most. Make the field goal at the end, block the field goal at the end.
Yeah. What's interesting too is I think this was the first interception for Jaden Daniels this year in that game.
I believe so. Yeah, in the red zone. Hurt some. You're
the
right,
Commanders fumbled once in the red zone and threw an interception in the red zone.
Yep, and that was, I mean, and it wasn't a good, the interception was, I'm like, you know, how did you not see that guy, right? I mean, they have,
right.
And so that was, you know, part of their first two possessions. And when you, a red zone turnover, and we've seen it all year, not just the Saints, the Rams and the Niners a few weeks ago, red zone turnovers are so costly because, you know, you're taking points off you and you're putting them sometimes on them. It's a double whammy. And, you know, the Saints red zone woes, you know, you've got to find a way to, you know, as I probably talked about last week, like, how about get to the 30? And we look at that as like, you know, get deeper where you got more plays. Everything tightens up inside the 20. Start taking some shots, kind of like they did. I can't remember the yard line of scrimmage, but the pass to Chris Olave. You know, you start taking a few shots when you get inside the 40 because they've had good field position, the Saints have. They just haven't.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Made the most of it.
Yeah. Injury-wise, how do the Saints find themselves at I know, I guess today at 3, you know, they post that. But they're in pretty good shape, right?
Yeah, all things considered, because they, you know, week 7, haven't had a bye week. This will be the second game having your, you know, your, even though Simpkins started at guard, I think you get Caesar back. You kind of got your offensive line. And this is a big one for this offensive line and continuity. Where Chicago has been, you know, susceptible is when you have a team with two good running backs, Detroit with Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery, and Vegas with Raheem Mostert and Ashton Jeanty. That's where they've struggled on the ground. So this offensive line, these are your guys, and you've been, now you're back, and Alvin and Kendre Miller, man, you've got to be the best you've been this season, kind of like Buffalo. They were awesome in Buffalo, 186 yards, and you know, you've got to have a game like that. If you rush it 89 yards, and you're putting yourself in, and you know, I'll put Spencer in that battle. When you're running the ball, Alvin, Kendre, and Spencer, those three guys need to have, you know, you don't have to, nobody has to have 100, but if you've all got 50, you're in good shape.
Yeah. Big challenge. What challenges do you see for the Saints' defense in this game?
Well, kind of containing Caleb, you know, Rome Odunze is their, you know, he's their stud wide receiver. He's got 5 touchdowns. DeAndre Swift, you know, so DeAndre Swift, when you're watching, you watch the Washington game, I'm going, this kid's unstoppable, right? At 175 total yards, 108 on the ground. He averaged 7.2. I'm not looking at my stats today, but he averaged 7.2 yards a rush in week 6. And with like 14 carries, 7.2 yards a rush. In week 4 at Las Vegas, he had 13 rushes and averaged 2.7. Like, same guy, what? Same number of rushes. So, you know, it's kind of feast or famine. So, you know, Caleb will run it some to avoid, but he's running it more to elongate the play to me. And, you know, running quarterbacks, good tight ends, Cole Kmet, are not usually in the Saints menu, a la carte, if you will. So that's an area they've got to be better.
Well, it's another one. It's really another one of those games that the Saints can win, and they probably should win. And so hopefully we're able to bring home a victory. But it's hard to win in Soldier Field, right?
Yeah. Although the Saints have won in total eight straight. Here's a painful stat. You know, I hate to close on it, but the last time the Saints won a playoff game was against the Bears back in the 2020 season. Ouch, it was actually 2021, but it was the 2020 season they beat the Bears and the Superdome. That's their last playoff victory. So, you know what? You got to start somewhere. 2-5, and then you finally play. You know, the Saints are the only team not to play a division game yet. And that's through six games. You're going to go 7 weeks, and you won't play a division game. You got to go 8 weeks to play your first division game. Only team in the NFL.
And they play the Bucs. Is it still a 3:05 start on the 26th?
I believe so. I believe so. I'm not 100% sure, but yes, I do believe so.
Yeah. Interesting. All right. Well, we will be listening, as always. Mike Haas, voice of the New Orleans Saints. Thank you so much for joining us, sir. Have a great Sunday.
Thank you, Noel. Let's get that victory. Appreciate it, pal.
No doubt. Absolutely. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.